At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, I am Chris Broussard, and my man, the unnamed Rob G.
Never heard of him.
Is in the house with me. We are live from those TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be, and this right here, the way sports talk radio should be. And Rob G.
Well, before you get to this topic, Chris, can I vent to you 1 second?
Oh.
So this is my first time filling in, co-hosting in the new studio.
Okay.
It's clean. It's beautiful. All the little kinks that we had to start off with that first week have all been fixed.
Wow.
However, I don't know if you could tell on the Zoom, but because this studio table is so high, I have to get a running start to jump into the chair. And even still, my feet do not reach the ground.
Wow.
Yes. Like, it is.
We need a some
struggle.
Too short.
It is a blow to the I feel like I'm fighting short. At a disadvantage right now against you. Because I'm so like self-conscious about what I look like in
tell.
The studio.
I can't tell on the Zoom.
When I stand up, that. I'm the same height as when I'm sitting down. Like that, this is just, it's just
your
tough for the
feet
ego.
Feet really aren't touching
no,
the ground.
No, they're not even, they're like 6 inches from the ground.
My goodness. Oh my. Wow.
They're just swinging.
Do you even have one of those chairs where at least there's something?
Yeah, there's an extra like
on?
Metal piece.
Oh, well, that's good. Yes,
but it's
yes.
just, it doesn't feel good, you know, to be
well,
swinging
look,
your feet like
when
a
you're
3-year-old.
5'3", what do you expect?
Here's your theme song, Rob G.
Thank you. It's just tough.
No, nah, look, I feel for you. I'm sure Alex is probably in there propping you up. helping you get into the chair.
I need a raise for all the times I have to pick her up.
I don't know that you're athletic enough to run and get a running jump in there.
I feel like I got a pre-K kid, Chris. I'm picking him up for the high chair.
Wow. Yep. Alex, I feel like I'm getting back out of my truck every day. Like, this is the same exact – I have to step onto something to get into my truck. This is the exact same feeling.
Oh, man. All right. Is there a Peacock got a new – I just saw this on TV. A new movie about LeBron's high school basketball team?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or a series. I don't know if it's a series or a movie, Shooting Stars. I just saw the preview. Now, did you guys see More Than a Game?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was a great movie.
It was good.
Yeah, was that really was a good movie. If anybody hasn't seen it, you should check it out anyway if you're a basketball fan. But if you happen to be a LeBron James fan,
you'll really
definitely check it out. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, in that same vein, you know the guys who were the producers of The Last Dance are filming this current Laker team for the last year and a half.
Yes, so, the thing is, though, this could – well, it'll still be great, but LeBron might play for another several years.
Right, The Last Dance because there's seven seasons.
It'll still be great, but yeah, there is, now I see it again. There is a – on Peacock, it looks like it's going to be a series called Shooting Stars, a Peacock original. Wow. That looks like that's going to be
well, good. You know, the only thing I support on Peacock is Bel-Air. Shout out to Ephraim Salaam.
Bel-Air is good.
He's one of the writers on that Salaam. Show.
There is a movie on there called Praise This that my cousin, Brandon Broussard, shout out, my first cousin, he's the writer for that.
Oh, wow.
So check that out.
So is he part of the strike too right now?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. But this came out
before.
And it's a legit movie. We watched it. It's good. But yeah, check that out too on Peacock. Brandon, of course, wrote the movie that I starred in. Hashtag
you starred in.
Well,
I'm
arguably the biggest name. Arguably the biggest name in there. So that, in a sense, I started it. I had about a three minutes in there. But yeah. And little small factoid, on the other side of his family, like Brandon is my first cousin. So we're like, our fathers were brothers. But on the other side of his family, his mom's side, they're related to Beyonce.
What?
Yes. I had no idea until, she became a big star. But yeah, I'm not related to Beyonce, but they are. I guess I could claim it in some kind of funky way.
You're probably as close in relation as like T-Mac and Vince Carter are, right?
Well, were they real cousins?
Yeah, I think they were like third cousins. Yeah. Like,
I'm not third with her. I don't
just
think
say
I'm
you co- are. Just
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I could say that. Or she could say that.
Oh, she might. She might.
All right, Rob G, look, your Lakers right now down 0-2. I'm not counting them out. I picked them in seven. This could be, I didn't necessarily think it would go like this, but it could end up being a home series. And they'll come down, every team wins its home games, and then it comes down to that game seven. Now, if it stayed that way, obviously Denver would win in seven. But I think, look, with LeBron – and AD and all the chips pushed in the middle of the table, it's hard to bet against them. Now, Jokic is a bad boy.
He's a monster.
And Jamal, we just talked about Jamal Murray, absolute phenom. And Michael Malone is a very good coach, but, I'm not counting the Lakers out, and I know you aren't either.
Nope.
But, Rob, right now, the reason they are down 0-2 And it's not like these guys haven't played fairly well. But if I want to simplify it, I'm going to say it this way. It might be an oversimplification, but I think it's accurate for the most part. The role players have showed up. Not all of them. D'Lo hasn't been great. But, Rob, get these numbers. Austin Reeves for the series. 22.5 points a game, 6.5 assists on 50% shooting, 55% from three. If you would have told me I'm getting that from Austin Reed, he's playing like he's a freaking all-star.
It's a sweep.
Yes.
It's a sweep.
But check this out. Rui Hachimura, 19 points a game on robust 76% shooting from the floor. 66.7% from Trey. The role players are doing what, in fact, above and beyond, at least those two, and the others are doing okay. They're doing what role players do. Your big two has not delivered. Right. Anthony Davis, 4 for 15? I mean, Rob G, when I said on First Things First, and I think I said it on here too, that I'd rather you go 4 for 20 than 4 for 10, I didn't mean it literally. All right? 4 for 15, Rob G? And then last night, and in fact, of game one as well, LeBron had some bad mistakes down the stretch. Missed the layup last night. I'm not even going to talk about the dunk. Anybody that's trying to say, oh, that dunk, they, you know, that would have been 2 points they needed. I mean, who knows how the game would have went after that dunk. You know, everything changed. That was early. And it happens. It could slipped out of his hands. We don't see it a lot. It happened to Jordan once, so it happens.
Right.
But the missed layup, that was alarming with 26 seconds left. I know it was a reverse layup, but he's also LeBron James. And it was contested, but he's also LeBron James. And Rob, he keeps throwing up these threes. I think he's tired. I think he's settling. He was 0 for 3 in the fourth quarter from 3. Now he's missed 19 straight three-point attempts. And I think he settles because, look, when he drives to the lane, good things happen, right? For the most part. I know I just talked about him missing the layup. But when he drives in the half-court offense, he usually makes something good happen, usually a score. But I think when he settles for these threes, a lot of it's he just a little bit worn down. But here's the thing. If you're worn down and fatigued and your legs aren't there, then you're likely not going to hit that three, right? You need your legs for the three-point shot. So LeBron and AD, again, they haven't played horribly, but they have made critical errors down the stretch, particularly LeBron, and AD just was darn near a no-show last night, at least offensively, not defensively, but offensively. And so you got to get your two stars to deliver, and if the role players continue to do this, you should be in good shape, at least, you know, able to go back to Denver knotted up at two.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is we talked about in the last hour that for Denver, Jokic carried them through the first three quarters of the first two games, and then Murray slammed the door.
Yep.
Well, last night in game two, Anthony Davis was horrible for the first three quarters, and then LeBron slammed the door with the way he played in the fourth quarter. Like, it was the exact opposite.
Right.
As much as you don't want to, like, pile on, because I think overall LeBron played a good game.
Overall, yes.
Especially defensively. But those missed three-pointers in the fourth quarter, it's not just that he missed them because, you know, he's not a great shooter to begin with. But the score at those specific instances, 81-79 Lakers, LeBron takes a transition pull-up three. 81-all, LeBron takes a step-back three.
Yep.
And then they're down one, 83-84, and he decides to pull from the left corner with 14-plus seconds left on the shot clock. Like, those are not just missed threes. Those are low IQ missed threes. And that's something that doesn't make any sense to me from a LeBron James led team. He has arguably the highest basketball IQ in NBA history. At a minimum, what you would think is the highest IQ of any player playing today.
Yeah, I wouldn't say in history.
That he's seen. You know, that he's been in every situation you could think of. He can dissect a defense or an offense, for that matter, better than damn near anybody. And for him to have these mental lapses, I don't even know if it's fatigue or if it's just
hubris.
Yeah, like ego. Like, hey, I know I've missed 15 straight threes, but watch me make this one. Dun-na-na, dun-na-na, and then brick. Like, I think that's more what it is than his legs are tired.
You might be right because, and look, we've all seen LeBron. We've all had that moment, many of them, where it's like, oh, wow, he hit it.
Yes.
You know, like, he will hit some three-pointers that you just don't expect to go in, and he's streaky.
Yes.
But LeBron James is not nearly as good a three-point shooter as he thinks he is. He's just not. It's almost like he feels like he's Steph or right. Clay at times. Like, I mean, Austin Reeves obviously was on fire last night from three and overall. And so, yeah, I just, they got to show up. And AD, since you talked about LeBron, I think, Rob G, one of the reasons AD is so inconsistent offensively, because not inconsistent defensively.
No, that's one thing I'll give him credit for, is even when his shot's not following, it doesn't affect him on the other end of the floor.
Right. But offensively, I think one reason he's so inconsistent is because, like, what is he great at offensively? Nothing. Nothing. His back-to-the-basket game is obviously not great. It's okay. It's not bad. Maybe even good, but it's not great. His mid-range game is okay. Maybe good for a seven-footer. It's not great. He's not Kevin Durant, Dirk Nowitzki, or even Joel Embiid. And certainly his three-point game. He hit one last night, surprise, surprise, in the fourth quarter. But his three-point game is obviously not very good. And so what does he have? Like, Embiid is a great mid-range shooter.
Yes.
So most nights, he can count on making some mid-range shots. Jokic can back you down and put in the little baby hook and score inside. AD doesn't do that. He doesn't do either of those things. So I just think how his offense is going to go that night is just up in the air. If he's hot, then it's going to be a good night.
He's going to score 40.
If he's not, then it's going to be a bad night on that end of the floor. I mean, that really, I think, is what it boils down. He's got to, like, this offseason, either make your mid-range jumper straight butter like Embiid, because Embiid's wasn't always that way either. Or, and I think, Rob G, this is what would be the easiest thing to do, develop your back-to-the-basket game. And look, I'm not asking you to be down there like Shaq or Hakeem or any of the great centers of the past were. Those days are over. But you do need to have that in your arsenal. So when they put a smaller player on you, or when your mid-range J is not falling, you have something to go to that you know 7 times out of 10, I'm going to make something good happen with this. Layup, jump hook, I get fouled, I go to the line. Something like, you need to develop that. And I think that would go a long way in getting rid of this inconsistency that we see.
Yeah, and a lot of it also has to do with the way that their offense works, where for some reason, Darvin Ham has decided that Anthony Davis should be used like Clint Capella. Like, it's high screen and roll. He's going to be a finisher.
He's a great
and
roller.
He's a great finisher. That's one thing he's elite at. But to all the creating for himself, that's the starkest difference in what you see from Jokic and what you see from AD in this series.
Right. Absolutely. All right. We're throwing it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Why are the Lakers down 0-2? Is it because their two stars, LeBron and AD, have not delivered? The role players have answered the call, but not the superstars. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob G, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you, of course, by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is fantastic. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Why are the Lakers down 0-2? Is it because the stars, not the role players, are holding up their end, aren't holding up their end of the bargain?
It's because they want Lakers and six to be very dramatic. That's why. All right, let's keep it moving. We've got phone lines here are wide open. Craig is in San Antonio. Craig, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Just a quick question before you guys touched on LeBron and his legs, his shots being off towards the end of the game. He was guarding Joker quite a bit yesterday.
Yep.
So my question to you guys is, how much of that energy that he's exerting on the defensive side is going to affect him offensively late in the game? Or if you guys think that makes a difference at all?
That's a great question. And I got to give LeBron credit. Usually, I mean, nobody's been as great as he is at 38 years old. Jordan, nobody else. Nobody. And usually when a guy is even pretty good at 38, he's not good defensively. And right. LeBron wasn't really good defensively this season. But in the playoffs, LeBron has been very good defensively. And I give him credit. LeBron has never really liked guarding bigs down low. Even guys that may be his size, but they play down low, he hasn't liked that.
No.
And so for him at 38 to go down there and guard Jokic, I got to give him credit. He's doing whatever it takes to win. But to your point, there is no doubt that that will take a toll. That's one of the benefits, whether it was – that's why one reason I say Joel Embiid needs to play down there more. And Jokic playing down there. When a big body, a guy that's probably stronger than you, is humongous and backing you down and putting his weight against you, that will wear you down. That's one of the other benefits of a post game. And so, yeah, I agree. That's a great call because I do think that's having an impact on him as well.
Well, you know what, Chris? I will respectfully disagree with you.
Wow.
And the reason being is I don't think guarding Jokic is why LeBron is missing these threes. He hasn't made threes all postseason.
I'm not saying that's the sole reason. Right. I'm just saying that can wear you down, too.
Versus the Grizzlies, 8-41, 19%. Versus the Warriors, he got hot there at the end to finish a blistering 13-39, 33%. And in this series, he's 0-10, 23% from threes. And not all of it is because of what he's doing defensively.
It's just a wayward jumper.
I mean, the main reason
he's missing them because he's not that great of,
good
of a three-point shooter.
Exactly.
But you would agree, though, that that does contribute to you being worn down.
Yes. Especially at that age, because it doesn't seem to be affecting Rui too much because he's guarding Jokic probably even more than LeBron.
Right. But he doesn't have the responsibilities, obviously, on either end, but particularly on the offensive end of LeBron.
Okay, let's keep it moving. We got Josh in Arizona. Josh, you're on the Yacobo Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
How y'all doing?
What's up, man? We're good.
Good, good, good. Okay, this is definitely a LeBron James and Anthony Davis issue. I don't know why we keep going through this with Anthony Davis. Maya Angelou said it's the best. If they show you who they are, believe them. It was first the, oh, he needs to bulk up and he can stop injuries. That didn't work. Now it's, you know, let's try to figure out something about his game to give him a better offensive mind. The man averaged 25 points the majority of his career. It's him. It's his mindset. It's whatever's going on with him. But that's hearsay there. With in regards to LeBron, before all the LeBron lovers start coming at me for this, I want to say that I respect LeBron. I can get my consistent numbers out of him. He played a hell of a game. But my God, he is killing me with these threes and crucial moments
of the game.
These lemons that he keeps throwing up at the goal that have no shot of going in crucial moments. That has nothing to do with him being tired. And newsflash, Ham, also LeBron, if you want to be more effective when you think you're tired, how about y'all set something up and get in that paint a little bit? Get on that block. If Jokic ain't guarding you, you can get on the block and do some post play. Do that ugly fadeaway you do. I'd rather that than you throwing up some zeros all the time. That is killing us. He did it. Rob just pointed it out. He did it like three or four times in crucial moments in that game, which really hurt us. So I don't know.
No, there's no denying that. And I look, honestly.
Thanks for the call.
I bet you it frustrates. And you said killing you. Rob G said it's killing him. I bet it's killing Darvin Ham. Honestly.
Yeah.
You think Darvin Ham thinks that's a good shot? It's probably killing all of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what Austin Reeves said today or last night, hey, he's LeBron James. He can shoot whenever he wants, which is, I guess, true.
Right.
Austin Reeves certainly. I mean, who's going to say something to him? I mean, I guess you could.
I would love it if
Jimmy
Austin
Butler
Reeves said
probably
something to
would,
him.
But you know, that would be interesting if somebody was like, LeBron, take it down low. You ain't hitting him. Like, really? That would be interesting.
Well, if you watch the videos online before we get to training, if you watch videos online of those threes, like you see Dennis Schroeder in the corner, like, what are you doing? Like,
really?
Doing the same kind of shrug that we saw LeBron do to Russell Westbrook so many times when he was here.
Yeah.
The same exact thing.
So, I mean, look, they see what we see.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they probably are.
And if you're
going
to break a three, break it with 2 seconds on the shot clock, not 15.
Yep, that's right. All right. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, reminiscent of another duo in certain ways? Maybe. We'll get to that next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Guerra in for Rob Parker, but we still doing our thing. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob G, you mentioned a point earlier when we were talking about Jamal Murray, and you compared him, and people don't fly off the handle with this, but you compared him to Kobe Bryant. You weren't saying he's as good as Kobe, all that.
No.
But you were saying
his role.
He's like the closer, right? His role. He's clearly the second guy on his team. As Kobe was to Shaq during the three-peat years. And even years, you know, there were, what, five other years where they didn't win championships. But Shaq was the guy, and Kobe was the second guy, but Kobe was more of the closer. Now, Derek Fisher and Robert Horry closed a bit too, but Kobe was the closer role. There's another duo that I mentioned to you before the show that we talked about. I think that they are a lot like Jokic and Murray. It also is reminiscent, because I like your comparison, but it's also reminiscent of LeBron and Kyrie Irving. Like, in, you know, they played those 3 years together and obviously won the championship in 2016. Who hit the big shot?
Kyrie. Irving.
Right? Kyrie hit it. LeBron clearly was the hub of that team, the best player, the most important player, all of that. But the closer was Kyrie. It's not that LeBron didn't hit some big shots in late in games or at the end of games, but the closer, the guy that had the great jump shot and had the ice in his veins, not that LeBron doesn't have that ice, but still had that ice in his veins combined with the shot to do it was Kyrie. And the handle and the quickness to get it off and get the space whenever he needed it. That's Denver. I'm not saying Jokic and LeBron play the exact same way, but I'm saying Jokic clearly is the hub, is the main factor, is the key ingredient, is the engine to the Denver Nuggets. But as we saw last night, heck, Rob G, as we saw in game one, Jokic had what? 3 points?
Mm-hmm.
3 free throws in the fourth quarter. Murray is that guy. Rob, when they were in the bubble, now granted, when they played in the bubble in 2020, Murray actually led that team in scoring that year. Jokic was second, averaging just below 20 points a game. But when they played in the playoffs, you mentioned Murray averaged 26, Jokic averaged 24. And I said going into this series, the key for Denver is what the role players do. Because I can pencil in essentially a 30-point triple-double for Jokic.
Gee, that's ridiculous.
Give or take. I mean, right?
Yeah.
But give or take.
Yeah.
But if Murray if Michael Porter Jr., if Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown, some of these other guys play well, most importantly, hit shots, and especially Murray, because he's the guy we're talking about, then Denver's going to be tough. But I do think it's reminiscent of LeBron and Kyrie.
And that is not crazy at all, not just from the concept point of it, but even KCP said after game one, the only difference between LeBron and Jokic is one jumps higher.
Right.
Right? Because that they play very similar styles of basketball. They are quarterbacking everything.
Yep.
They're both phenomenal passers. They're both pass-first guys who happen to be able to score at a very efficient clip. The difference is that LeBron scores with athleticism going to the basket, and Jokic scores with high level of skill. But their style of play is very similar. And so it would make sense then that the guy who had his most success alongside LeBron James was Kyrie Irving. You know, the most success he had in his NBA career is when he played with LeBron. It would make sense why another scoring guard who can get his own shot, who's not afraid of the moment, but who can also play off of another guy would have a lot of success with Jokic, which is exactly what Jamal Murray does. So everything that you're saying makes a perfect sense.
Absolutely. And you're right. Like, it was a different era. But LeBron and Wade, now their games weren't the greatest fit.
No.
You know? But they were both just so good that they were able to win championships. Both so good offensively and defensively.
Probably even more defensively at that point. Yeah.
Those teams wreaked havoc defensively. And so they were able to win championships. But you're right in that when you've got a guy like a LeBron or a Jokic, having another guy who is a tremendous shooter, that especially a guy who also can go off the dribble,
can create his own shot,
you know, like that is so critical. And you're right, that is why Kyrie was able to play so well off LeBron. And Jamal is able to play so well off Jokic. And look, it always takes at least two.
Yes.
You know, Jamal Murray, like, this is no slight at all on Jokic when you call Jamal Murray the closer. None at all. Because you always need a guy. You know, you always need that second guy. And LeBron's always had Wade or Kyrie or now Anthony Davis. And Jokic, if he's going to win a championship, and I got to say this, Rob. As much I picked the Lakers, so I'm pulling for them to win this thing in seven like I picked. But I there's a part of me that would like to see Jokic win his first championship. I think if he won it, he would be clearly the best player in the world. Would you?
Yeah.
I think that title's open. I mean, Giannis is still arguably there.
Right.
But if Jokic leads this team to the title, doesn't have a true superstar, or, you know, we'll see what Jamal Murray develops into.
I mean, he's already developed. He just doesn't have the accolades to go along with
it. Yeah, the resume yet.
Right.
Right? I don't think he's ever even been an All-Star.
Never.
Now, granted, okay, there's a lot of great guards out there. But look, if they win, I mean, he plays at high enough level that if they win, he's going to start getting that love. If they win the championship this year, you better believe he'll be an All-Star next year, right?
Right.
I mean, assuming he's healthy and continues to play his game. But there's a part of me, man, because Jokic, I don't think I've been one to underestimate. Maybe I have, because I haven't considered him the best player in the world before. But I just think that it creates a whole nother storyline, Rob G, if this guy wins the championship.
Well,
Well,
in my opinion, I know we're up against it. The only way, though, that he can be considered the best player in the world is if he wins the championship. And that's my opinion. And the reason being is that defensively, he is still a big step down from Giannis.
Right. Absolutely.
And just to
and
put
that, Embiid.
And Embiid.
Matter.
But just
but
to,
he's better than
to
Embiid.
Put it into context. Okay. Anthony Davis had a clunker in game two. He was horrible, missing bunnies left and right. In this series, when guarded by Jokic, he scored 32 points, has drawn two fouls on 48% shooting. That's with him going 4-for-15
right.
yesterday.
Right.
So he, even in a, like, Jokic is not a great defender.
Right. He's not horrible, and I think because of his size,
he's a big body.
You know, he can be okay, but there's no doubt. And you're right, because and this could go for Larry Bird, who wasn't a great defender, but was smart and had great instincts and got a lot of steals. And was a great rebounder, which is a part of defense. Or Magic, who, similar to Bird, got a lot of steals, led the league in steals, I think more than once even. But, you know, wasn't the tremendous defender. We saw Dumars go at him in the finals.
Right.
But when you look at those two, you would say, well, it hasn't hurt him. Right? Like, it hasn't stopped him from winning.
Right.
And that's what you would be able to say about Jokic if he wins the championship. But you're right. If he doesn't win it, you're going to be able to say,
Yeah.
But exactly. That defense, that's part of why he hadn't won it.
That's why he's like two or three instead of one. At least to me. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Shop Talk is next. Y'all know what to do. Lock it. Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
My man, I love it when he's in the crates. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shop Talk, y'all. What you got to say?
Ain't nobody exempt in the barber shop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barber shop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week, we're cheating again because the story comes to us from the Boston Celtics head coach, Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, come on.
Who revealed during the week that he's actually watched the Ben Affleck movie, The Town, 4 times a week. Not watching game film. Strategy on how to beat the Miami Heat, who are up early in the first quarter. He watches The Town 4 days a week. So it got me thinking, Chris, what's one movie you yourself could watch 4 times a week? Or even 4 times a month, for that matter?
There is none. I am not the type. Now, obviously, there's some great movies I've seen and I love and all that. But I'm not the type that watches a movie repeatedly. Now, I have watched a few, like I watched Roots, you know, without the Alex Haley. I've watched that I watch that every few years just to, you know, for historical purposes, learn more and stuff like that. Planet of the Apes, I actually have that set.
Wow.
That is something I watch every several years or something just because I think that's really interesting and I glean some lessons out of that. One of my favorite movies is When We Were Kings, about Ali and the Ali and Foreman fight in Zaire. But I'm sorry, like, right, look, if a movie's on, like right now, I got a few TVs on. If Love and Basketball was on, I could watch that, or Boys in the Hood, or Four Brothers, or, you know, there's several movies. Rocky, when Rocky's on, you know, that's always on. I'll watch that. But nah, I'm just not that type to watch one movie, you know, over and over again, even once I don't even do that like once a year, let alone once a month.
You're no fun. All right. DJ Alex Teicher first. He's been waiting eagerly in the other
Chris,
studio.
What kind of an answer is that, by the way?
It's what kind of guy doesn't like movies?
I know.
I like movies. Let me guess. Plant of the Apes. How about that? Not Planet of the Apes. Plant of the Apes.
Okay, well, at least I'm on brand, Chris.
Plants
okay, what about
over
you? You can't
apes.
Watch
how about that?
Christ
Plants over cows. That's probably.
Wow, okay. I see how it
super,
is.
Super. What was the McDonald's movie?
Oh,
Super Size Me.
Yeah, you probably watched that 4 times a week.
He rage watches it. Rage watches it.
I've never watched that movie. I've never seen it. Guy's literally killing himself. How can I watch that?
It is a great movie.
No, this is a fun one. I'm going to shock all of you. So for myself, I'm not a big movie guy per se, like I yearn to watch them. But when I think of a movie that you could watch 4 times a month or per se a week or whatever it is, I usually have movies that I'll put on when I sleep because they're that nostalgic and just that enjoyable, right?
Okay.
Wait, you put them on when you sleep?
When I was younger, the show I always watched was Seinfeld, right? Because it was always on from 10 to 11 when I was getting ready to sleep. The movie that I will answer with this one, this might shock you guys, Pirates of the Caribbean, the first movie.
Ah,
yeah, that does Johnny shock Depp. Me.
It is unbelievable. I can recite the entire movie to you, and hands down, Johnny Depp's best role he's ever played.
Wow.
There's a reason I got to confess something to y'all.
You better not say it, Steve.
Never saw it.
All right, and this is where I'm actually going.
I should have picked a different topic. All right, let's ask Pat. Pat's helping out with the producing today. Patrick.
Yeah. So my favorite movie that I would watch four times a week, guys, it's actually The Mummy with Brendan Fraser back in like the 90s.
I remember that.
It's a real fun movie. You know, soundtrack's great. And it was, you know, horror and also adventure. It was a real good time.
You could watch that four times a week. Wow.
Absolutely, Chris. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I have a movie that I actually, at least one time in my life, was watching four times a week. And that would be Las Vegas.
Oh, stop.
You four times a week?
Yes.
I have seen that movie like
300 times.
Oh, my.
I have four different copies of that movie. I have two. I have a Blu-ray only. I have a digital copy. And I have the DVD Blu-ray combo. So three copies.
That
I know you don't look at Twitter, but my Twitter photo, my avatar, which Elijah created for me because he knows I'm such a fan of the movie, is the four guys, the stars of the movie standing
and
there,
you?
And he superimposed me in the middle. It's fantastic.
Was there enough room for you in there?
You know what, Chris? He made me look real thin.
You couldn't be in the front.
I'm wearing a black shirt, so he kind of put me in the back, so I just look real long and thin. It's great.
Is that your funniest movie ever?
That's my favorite movie of all time.
But funniest.
Oh,
funniest? Not stand-ups included.
I don't know if it's the funniest movie.
It's just hard to say what the funniest.
Yeah.
One of my funniest, I could watch a lot, Meet the Parents.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I literally just rolling, laughing out loud watching that movie.
Have you seen the movie Tropic Thunder?
No, I don't even know if I've heard it.
Okay, well,
I've heard of it.
It's like a cult classic at this point now.
Is that somewhat military? Is there something?
Kind of.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The reason why I ask is because Robert Downey Jr. is in the movie and he plays the black guy. Yes.
He plays a black guy?
Yes, he's a white guy playing a black guy in a movie. It's like a third dimension. Yeah.
Is he in the movie we know he's white?
Yes.
Or we think he's black?
You got to watch it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.